Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel. Temperatures are mild in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making for a pleasant evening outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the Trump administration supports a phased withdrawal of the IDF from Lebanon as part of a Hezbollah disarmament deal. Netanyahu is in Washington to discuss Iran with Trump. Also, earlier this hour, JNS highlights that Netanyahu aims to keep Trump focused on Iran's nuclear ambitions. A former Israeli envoy suggests the prime minister will present new intelligence. Also this hour, the forward notes that Israel's government may be using American Jews for political ends rather than prioritizing their protection, citing past incidents of anti-Semitic violence. Separately, Ynet reveals from earlier today that Iran retains the capacity to rebuild its nuclear program, despite any one component being destroyed, according to former intelligence officials. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports that Jewish groups have condemned new changes in the Labour platform on Israel, while a government official insists policy remains unchanged. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News reported just minutes ago that IDF strikes have occurred in southern Lebanon, with large explosions in multiple villages. Carmel Melamed, an Iranian-American journalist, wrote earlier today that the people of Iran should not be underestimated and predicts they will eventually reclaim their nation from the Ayatollahs. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, posted recently that Iran is considering strikes on European energy assets in response to a Ukrainian drone attack in the Caspian Sea. Let's go deeper into today's top stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post report. The Trump administration's support for a phased IDF withdrawal from Lebanon comes as part of a broader strategy to disarm Hezbollah. Netanyahu's discussions with Trump are crucial as Israel seeks to address Iran's growing influence in the region. This could significantly impact stability along Israel's northern border. Turning to the JNS report, Netanyahu's goal in the White House meeting is to ensure that Iran's nuclear threat remains a top priority for the U.S. administration. The former envoy, Danny Ayalon, suggests that new intelligence may emphasize Iran's nuclear advancements. Success in these talks could bolster Israel's security stance against Iran. Meanwhile, the forward raises concerns about Israel's relationship with American Jews. The piece argues that the Israeli government's actions may prioritize political leverage over genuine protection. This perspective could influence future U.S.-Israel relations and the support of the Jewish diaspora. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that a Bauhaus landmark in Israel has been restored after surviving damage from an Iranian missile. This stands in contrast to other buildings still caught in bureaucratic delays. Separately, Walla Business highlights turmoil at Mobileye following the resignation of its CEO, Amnon Shashua. The company's stock has plummeted, prompting layoffs at Moovit. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Shashua's resignation has led to further declines in Mobileye's stock. He may transition to a chairman role, affecting future company direction. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.